One more tech? One more games? It's all right here on T-Tech.
Yo, what's up, Nation TFM here. Hey, what's up? It's me, TB. So in recent years, Niantic has released many great games and got themselves to be the top in the gaming industry. So from the latest reports, Monster Hunter Now is now Niantic's third most revenue-generating game with $21.08 million of revenue generated. Now, Monster Hunter Now was only released on September 14th, and it has climbed onto the top tier. Other Niantic games that have the highest revenue generated include Ingress Prime with $9.1 million, Pikmin Bloom at $19.3 million, these are all dollars, right? Harry Potter Wizards Unite at $27.9 million, and Pokemon Go with the highest among them all, $5.1 billion. Now, Niantic has kept a good record like, in releasing good quality and interactive games, and even though some games didn't work out eventually, like Harry Potter Wizards Unite, it was shut down, it still managed to reel in lots of money for the company and stand at number 3 on the top revenue generating games for Niantic. So if you haven't played the latest Monster Hunter Now, go check it out. TFM.